The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
The bull market enters its ninth year. Time for a pullback?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. As the stock market begins its ninth year of the bull run, there have been questions about whether stocks have become a bit pricey and whether it might be time to hit the pause button on the rally. Joining us is Mark Lucchini, Chief Investment Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Mark, stocks began Monday lower following news North Korea had launched a missile, so now geopolitical tensions are back in the mix. What is your opinion on the markets? Are you looking for a retreat? Is this the start?
I don't know if it's the start, Charlie. It's too soon to tell, obviously, but the market's ripe for a pullback. I mean, look at the advance since the election, up about 11%, as judged by the S&P 500, has come in a particularly linear fashion. And we've moved now to valuation levels about 18 times forward estimates for 2017 that appear a bit rich. Now, the good news is the fundamental underpinnings economically have supported the advance in stock prices to a degree, but I'm also a little bit concerned much of it is a down payment on expectations of corporate tax reform that, if it doesn't come about soon enough, could leave the market vulnerable to retrace at least some portion of those gains. Not derail the bull market necessarily, just a corrective process that, on balance, I would expect would be quite healthy.
Stocks have rallied on hopes President Donald Trump will soon reveal his economic policies on taxes and regulations. Are investors getting worried that those plans are being sidetracked by things such as Trump's claims that President Obama tapped his phones?
Well, I think there is an element of that. The more that these things creep into the landscape of what market participants are viewing in terms of those that the market has expected and bid on already, and those things that can serve as a distraction, if not delay, on the outcome on some of those pro-growth, market-friendly economic policies, that will weigh on stock prices. And I think at least curb this advance on an interim basis.
Last Friday, the Fed, including Fed Chair Janet Yellen, indicated that interest rates could go up at this policy meeting that's coming up March 14th and 15th. Is that still underpinning stocks? Because, you know, those comments are sort of an indication that the economy is doing well.
I think to a degree, yes. The market has been prepared for the Fed to raise interest rates. Now the probability assigned to the likelihood of that is very high. So I think the Fed actually not acting next week by raising interest rates would be more disappointing to the market, for worries that perhaps it would be indicative of something the Fed has suddenly looked at, caught its attention, and therefore doesn't believe that now is an appropriate time for the economy to withstand even so much as another quarter. Percent interest rate hike.
Market strategists deal with short-term outlooks, medium-term, long-term outlooks, and we've also got the fact that the bull run is now about 8 years old. It's been 8 years since the end of the financial crisis and the start of the bull market. Can we expect a ninth straight year?
I think the odds are pretty good that we can. The fact is, I think the odds of a recession are exceedingly remote for the foreseeable future, that I would measure out 12 to 18 months, and therefore that ought to provide a relatively fertile climate for corporate profits to continue to grow. And of course, U.S. economic activity advancing in a positive fashion is really synchronized by other developed markets around the world who are also eliciting positive signs regarding economic activity. So I think the setup is pretty attractive for U.S. equities to continue to advance, even if along the way they have to overcome a few bumps that are caused by geopolitical concerns or some of the market-friendly policies that were part of the campaign fodder of now President Trump that don't develop quite in the same fashion the market has already bid on.
I'm speaking with Mark Lucchini, who is the Chief Investment Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Mark, what is your outlook near-term for stocks as opposed to medium and long-term?
Charlie, near term, we expect the market's advance to probably take a pause. We've come a long way pretty quickly. Some of the sectors that have led, like financials in particular, have discounted a fair amount of good news on deregulation, the repeal of Dodd-Frank. On balance, I don't think that we're going to see a pullback that would be so severe or be measured in duration that would warrant an investor stepping out of their equity positions per se, but I would expect some near-term turbulence. That said, like I said, if you are an investor who is sidelined and looking for an opportunity to buy equities at perhaps more attractive valuations, any kind of pullback that is measured should be used advantageously.
Yeah, buy the dips, in other words.
Correct.
Is your outlook a little better as far as medium or longer term? Or don't we just know at this point? We have to see how a lot of things shake out.
Well, of course, the short answer would be we never know. But on balance, as we make prognostications with regard to whether stocks are likely to advance or not, we look at the fundamental underpinnings of the economy, which are sound and I think show continued signs of improvement by way of looking at leading economic indicators. That should provide the support for equity prices, which keeps us on balance fairly bullish.
What sectors do you like at this point, Mark?
The aforementioned one, financials, is a sector we like, not just because of the prospects of deregulation, but also the fact that firmer economic activity should breed two things. One, more commercial business, and two, the raising of interest rates, like we had talked about, pertaining to the Federal Reserve, which is going to help to improve the net interest margins of financial institutions that have $2 trillion in cash parked at the Fed earning a quarter or a half of 1%. Another sector we very much like, which was last year's laggard and so far this year's leader, is healthcare. Strong demographic trends, reasonable valuations when compared to most others in the marketplace, and also I think prospects that look relatively good, even if they encounter a setback now and again, predicated upon concerns about healthcare costs and drug pricing.
Mark Lucchini of Janney Montgomery Scott, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.